WX0RG from KS1 EMS.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, flight should be in about 3:30, so I'm headed down to Manhattan now to get her picked up, so I have not heard any chatter or anything. So if you want to be listening or whatever, that's fine, and I'll get back to the house. If you guys have stood something up, I'll work on it.
Sounds like a deal. I think we're still waiting for things to blow up a little bit, but we'll get it going if we need to. You drive safe. We'll see you later, bud.
Yeah, will do. Thanks. KS1 EMS.
WX0RG.
Hey, KS1 EMS, you did a fine job yesterday. This is KR0L. I was listening. I'm also available today if needed, but it sounds like you guys got it under control there.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'm hoping I don't have to be as busy as when I get back to the house, but we'll see how things are going. Looks like Southwest got some activity, but I haven't heard about anything severe that direction yet, so we'll keep our eyes to the sky. Hopefully she can get in here in the next 30 or 45 minutes, she should be on the ground. So get that done, I'll have the rest of the day off. But anyways, we'll catch you guys here after a while. KS1 EMS.
Yeah, Dodge City office has issued some severe thunderstorm warnings with possible tornado indication out there. Sort of between Garden City and Wichita and that whole thing out there, but I haven't heard anybody in that area with eyes on it. KR0L.
Yeah, that area out there is kind of the weak area in the system, I guess, if you'll call it a weak area. So, kind of sparse. Anyway, we'll keep listening here and get down here and get home. KS1 EMS.
John, I'm looking at radar on TV here. It's linear and turning into a bow echo. I don't know what that's going to mean, but there's already some stuff moving toward Great Bend, so we probably ought to be ready to do something if need be.
Yeah, that I see what you're talking about there. So, absolutely. Well, if sounds like you were ready to take the net, then that's fine. I'll be available most of today, so whenever you'd like to be relieved, if it comes to that, I'm happy to take over as well.
Oh, I'd love to have you back on the air. I haven't heard from you for a while. All right, well, keep an eye open. Thank you, buddy. WX0RG.
Sounds good. Thank you, Russell. KR0L.
WX0RG, this is WD0EUF. Can we QSY to 14733?
Yeah, I need to get to, I'm doing this on a handheld into Hillsboro. Let me get to a rig that can hit 3-3. I'll be there in just a moment.
We'll meet you there. WD0EUF, clear.
WX0RG, NR0WF, truck up in Minneapolis.
Yeah, go ahead.
Put an advisory out for up in Ottawa County, coming up in out of Ellsworth County, Lincoln County for Nickel 5, hail, heavy rain and stuff. According to looking at the radar, kind of moving in this way. I got a lot of thunder and stuff up here now.
All right, are you going to be out looking at this as it comes through?
I'm at work out here 7 miles west of Minneapolis at the Ottawa County landfill. I'll be looking from out here until about 4:30.
All right, I appreciate it. We'll be listening for your reports. Thank you, WX0RG.
NR0W, portable.
WX0RG from KR0L.
Go ahead, John.
Russell, I've been monitoring Canoqua also, and there's somebody heading out over there to do some spotting. I don't know if he's really going to actually be at a place to see much or not, but if I haven't wanted to stand up a net over there because I hadn't heard anybody, but if people do go out and spot over there, I'd probably stand up a net on that one since I can get into that network. but otherwise I'm still monitoring over here.
You know, I can't get into Canoqua, so I would definitely suggest you do that if there starts to be some spotter traffic there, and then we can communicate this way.
Yeah, that's my plan. I happen to be in a nice spot to get into both, so I'm actually listening to both, so I'll keep an ear open for that one. KR0L.
All right, thank you, sir. WX0RG.
KS1EMS, WX5 Imagine.
Hey, go ahead.
Jay, I'll be available about 4:20 or later if you guys need any help. And I got my National Weather Service chat volumes reinstated. Forgot to reset my password. So if you need any help or someone to fill in for net control, give me a holler.
Yeah, sounds good. I forgot my phone popped up. There's ball games going on in Manhattan tonight. See if they don't end up canceling those. We'll see how that goes. But I'm going to holler at Lori and let her know about it. I'll send her a message here in a little bit. KS1 EMS.
All right, take care. I think everything in my area has been canceled. So at least my school district and kids' school district back home.
Take care. We're here on the radio later. WX5 Imagine. This is WX0RG. Passing along a severe thunderstorm warning. This is for western Reno County in south central Kansas until 4:45. This is from the National Weather Service office in Wichita. Severe thunderstorms located along the line from 6 west of Raymond to Neola, moving northeast at 50, 60 mile an hour wind gusts and quarter sized hail. Expected to impact Nickerson, Arlington, Turon, Partridge, Sylvia, Plevna, Abbeville, and Langdon. I'm not standing up a formal net at this point, but if you are out or if you have reports of weather to severe criteria, we are listening and we'll pass them along. Thank you, WX0RG.
Skywarn Net.
WV0S repeater, Topeka.
WV0ZNZ for some storm information.
ZNZ, this is WX0RG. What can I do for you?
So, I was just kind of wondering if where the storms are tracking here. I'm in Salina right now, and I just wonder where that big storm we're supposed to be getting in coming through. Over.
Bob, it'll probably be in Salina in about another half hour to an hour.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. I'll tell all the nurses because it's doing that there. We'll tell the nurses so they can get ready to buckle up the windows or whatever. Thanks for the information, Russell. We're going to get out of here and do what we got to do. Bye.
WX0RG. Thanks, Bob. This is WX0RG. I would like to pass along a severe thunderstorm warning. This is from the National Weather Service office in Wichita. It is for Rice County and Ellsworth County. Severe thunderstorms along the line from near Holyrood to 7 miles southwest of Raymond. These are moving northeast at 50 miles an hour. 70 mile an hour wind gusts and quarter sized hail. That could be considerable damage in combination. If you are in that area and have any weather to report that reaches severe criteria, I'm listening and we'll pass it along any valid spotter reports. WX0RG.
WX0RG, you know, 0W.
Go ahead.
Did you get a post from Topeka Weather Service about a severe thunderstorm warning for western Ottawa County?
Let me pull up Topeka here. Stand by one.
I don't have it in front of me, Chuck, but I got the tweet alert for the western Ottawa County storm.
Just put that out here.
Pretty noisy that time. I'll be back to the house here in just a little bit. KS1 EMS.
This is WX0RG, building on the request for the thunderstorm warning from Topeka Weather Service. This is a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Ottawa County, possibly up to ping pong size hail with 60 mile an hour wind gusts. If you are in that area and have weather to report, I'm taking reports. WX0RG.
Skywarn next.
Yeah, Chuck, I'm not sure if you just saw that, but I just got a tornado warning to include Minneapolis and Tescott again.
I got it. This is what I was going to put out. This is NR0W, Ottawa County, Southern Ottawa County, Western Ottawa County is under a tornado warning. Tornado warning for Ottawa County.
And this is WX0RG, picking up on that at 351, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado, located near Tescott, moving northeast at 35. This is a radar-indicated rotation. Continuing, this storm will be near Ada at 4:05, Minneapolis at 4:15, Delphus around 4:25. Anyone in that area, please take tornado precautions, and if you have weather to report, please join us here on K-Link with your reports. WX0RG. This is WX0RG, letting K-Link know there is a continuing tornado warning for western Ottawa County until 4:30 p.m. This is a radar-indicated rotation near Tescott, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. Be advised that this is radar-indicated, no confirmation from ground truth. If you have any reports of this storm, please bring them now. WX0RG.
NR0W NVAQ. Q0F Mobile.
Mobile station, this is WX0RG. Did you have a weather report?
Nope, I was just checking to see if you still needed some net control help, so I just got out of the office and can help if we need to.
Yeah, I tell you what, let me hang in here till about 4:30, and then if you'd like to jump in, we're going to be sharing it around this evening.
Sounds good. I've got chat stood up, so I can step in for a little bit if we need to.
Sounds good. We'll see you in about half. Thank you. WX0RG. This is WX0RG. Not standing up a formal net yet on K-Link, but we are taking storm reports. The National Weather Service office in Topeka has issued, this is a continuing tornado warning for western Ottawa County, valid until 4:30 p.m. This is radar indicated, potential of at near Tescott, moving northeast at 35. There is no ground indication of this tornado. If there's anybody in the Minneapolis area that has eyes on the storm, I'd like to hear from you. By the radar track, it would be in Minneapolis about 4:15 this afternoon. Again, WX0RG passing along a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado near Tescott, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. This is a tornado warning, potential for flying debris and damage to vehicles and homes. WX0RG.
WX0RG, NR0W.
Yeah, go ahead.
Getting reports out of Lincoln County Sheriff's Department, and they're saying the tornado is on the ground between Tescott and Lincoln, or between Tescott and Beverly, Kansas. This is the southwestern Ottawa County.
That's between Tescott and Beverly from Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, is that correct?
That is correct. 7 miles.
All right, we'll check in with the Weather Service. Thank you, WX0RG.
This is KE0ALQ Mobile.
Skywarn Net.
WX0RG, NR0W.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I'm picking up 7 miles west of Minneapolis. I'm picking up opposite 50 mile an hour winds out of the west and small hail.
All right, and do you have a time on that scanner report you had from the Lincoln County Sheriff? What time did you hear that report?
The time to you is when they were putting it out.
There was some static there. I missed the time.
The time I gave that to you 5 minutes ago was when they were putting it out.
All right, you're about 5 minutes ago. Thank you. WX0RG.
Heavy red at a quarter of a mile visibility now.
WX0RG from KS1 EMS.
Go ahead, Jay.
I don't know if anybody else is having trouble, but my GR level 3 is...
You know, I haven't really noticed it. If anybody else is seeing that, I'd like to know about it. Is it just not refreshing, or what's happening?
Oh, here it's starting to download. I got a lot. There it goes. Now it's working. Maybe it's just... It wasn't working earlier. Been here for about 5 minutes looking at it, so... I'm back up and running now.
KS1 EMS, KD0VEQ.
Stand by just 1 second. WB0SRP, KS1 EMS, are you listening, Doyle? WB0SRP from KS1 EMS.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I didn't know. Looks like the rotation they just kicked that warning out on is going to go just west of your house.
I'm trying to get out of here.
And the rotation that's coming up from Minneapolis is probably going to follow the same track or maybe a little east. So, thought I'd let you know. KS1 EMS.
Central Kansas. At 4:11 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 8 miles west of Milton Vale, moving northeast at 25. This is radar indicated. Again, a thunderstorm, a tornado warning from the National Weather Service in Topeka. This storm will be near Milton Vale by 4:25, near Aurora by 4:30. This is WX0RG.
Net Control, KD0IRW.
Go ahead, IRW.
On top of Coronado Heights, McPherson-Saline County line. I do see a lowering of the cloud base, no rotation, but looking off towards the west, towards Brookville.
Lowering of the cloud base, is there, does it appear to be a wall cloud non-rotating?
So, yeah, it's gone back up considerably in the last few minutes, but no rotation at this time. I'll keep an eye on it.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for being out there, WX0RG.
NR0W, KS1 EMS. NR0W, KS1 EMS. Chuck, you listening?
EMS, NR0W.
Yeah, Chuck, just had a report through emergency management over there, 106 and K18. They got a report of a tornado. Just turned into the Weather Service office.
About a quarter mile from Hill again, so.
Yeah, I'm only getting about every third word. KS1 EMS.
Jay, do you have a good location on this? WX0SRP.
I heard that come across the SO feed, and I think that was a report from the public. I would take that with a grain of salt.
Jade, is anybody arrested on radar for this one in Clyde County? Could give me a good location.
Yeah, Doyle, I'm waiting for my radar to upload or update again, but it's going northeast. It looks like it's going to go west of Milton Vale, but it probably between Milton Vale and Aurora. I mean, St. Joseph's going to get it probably right in line there.
Well, I got some rough stuff here south, too, but I can't get up the hill to see it. I think I see the other one you're talking about. I don't see ground contact, but it's a ways away. But this thing right here, I'm almost under. I got to see if there's rotation in it.
And this is WX0RG passing along a new tornado warning issued by the Topeka National Weather Service. severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Minneapolis moving northeast at 40. Hazardous tornado and ping pong ball sized hail. This is radar indicated rotation. Again, a tornado warning, northeastern Ottawa County in north central Kansas. If any spotters have eyes on the storm, I'd like to hear from you. WX0RG. This is WX0RG. Topeka Weather Service has issued a tornado warning and has a report of a tornado observed by the Ottawa County Emergency Manager. Spotter was at the intersection of K-18 and 106 Road looking north. Location would be just to the south of Minneapolis. Any spotters out there that have eyes on the storm, I'd like to hear from you. WX0RG.
WX0RG NV8Q.
Go ahead, Justin.
I'm at Bennington, headed towards Minneapolis.
All right, look forward to hearing what you see down that way. WX0RG.
Russell, WB0SRP.
SRP, go ahead.
I'm about 2 miles north of Mountainvale, and this storm's caught me with 40, 50 mile an hour wind and heavy rain. I can't see nothing. I'm trying to get east, but I got cars on the roads with flashers on and everything else here. Trying to get ahead of this thing, but I don't know if I can outrun it or not.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd continue to outrun it. If you can find shelter, that would probably be better. You said 10 miles north of Miltonvale. What highway are you on?
24 Highway right now, about a mile northwest of Miltonvale. On 24 Highway. Yeah, I'm getting out of this heavy rain, but I can't see nothing north.
I don't think it would be a good idea to continue driving into it if you don't know what you're driving into, bud.
Driving away from it, trying to get back to Mountainvale.
Good plan. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. WX0RG, you be safe out there.
KD0VEQ on Highway 15, 3600 Avenue. Just seeing clouds, nothing major yet.
Hey, Chris, do you have 14688, the Junction City local repeater, in your radio?
What was that?
Do you have the local Junction City repeater, the 14688 machine, in your radio?
I should. You want me to change to that?
If you flip over to that, I'll talk to you direct for a little bit. KS1EM.
This is WX0RG. The National Weather Service in Topeka has issued a tornado warning for southwestern Washington County, northern Clay County, east central Cloud County, all in north central Kansas. This warning until 5:15 p.m. At 4:29 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 4 miles north of Miltonvale, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. This is radar indicated rotation. Be advised, this is radar indicated rotation 4 miles north of Miltonvale. Further information, this storm will be near Clifton, Morganville, and Vining around 4:55 p.m., Palmer around 5:15 p.m. Again, the National Weather Service, Topeka. A radar-indicated rotation tornado warning. This is 4 miles north of Miltonvale, moving northeast at 30. WX0RG, any spotter reports, please come now.
This is W0UTF, Mobile. This is W0UTF, northbound, Old 81 Case, or Main Street. Very heavy rain, winds gusting 35-45 estimated. Out of the west.
And what location is that, please?
That is about 2 miles into Ottawa County on 9th Street, Old 81.
Roger, thank you for the report. WX0RG.
Roger, W0UTF.
Okay, I am seeing a little bit of formation now, kind of a gust front straight west of me, and the sprinkles continue to increase. Wind is shifting a little more to the northwest at this point.
Affirmative on that, Stan. You move to 446.
Control, KCQDW.
This is WX0RG, passing along a tornado warning for Ottawa County. National Weather Service in Topeka also is indicating that Bennington should be seeing 60 to 70 mile per hour winds shortly with the storm moving in. The tornado warning remains in effect from 5 o'clock until 5 o'clock for southern Ottawa County. At 4:32 p.m., a severe squall line capable of producing both tornadoes and extensive straight line wind damage located along a line from 5 miles southwest of Wells to 3 miles south of Bennington, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Again, this is radar indicated rotation, a tornado warning in effect for southern Ottawa County. WX0RG.
Net control, NVAQ.
Go ahead, NVAQ.
Now in Minneapolis now, the only thing I have to report is torrential rain and some street flooding in Minneapolis. I have not ran across any other severe criteria events. I haven't even seen any hail.
Yeah, I think the Weather Service is maybe warning this a little bit more carefully because of yesterday, but thank you for the information, Justin. WX0RG.
No problem. NVAQ mobile.
Net control, KCQDW. I am looking northwest of Clay Center towards Miltonville. You can definitely see a lowering in the clouds. It looks like there's lightning. Rain is definitely intensified.
DW, you see a lowering of clouds. Would it be considered a wall cloud, or is there any rotation associated with it?
I'm 2 miles north of Clay Center, looking northwest. I don't see what would indicate a wall cloud. It just looks like the altitude dropped, and you can definitely see the intensity picking up over that direction.
Yeah, I understand. There is a squall line moving through that area. You may be seeing the leading edge of it. Have your winds picked up?
Roger that. I don't have an actual wind speed for you, but about 2 minutes ago, there was absolutely no wind at my location. And now the wind has picked up, blowing in northeasterly direction, northwesterly direction.
All right. Keep us posted if things start to get severe. This is turning into a squall line event, and there are still a tornado potential within it. Let us know if you get winds or tornado or hail to criteria. Thanks for the report, WX0RG.
Skywarn, net.
KS1 EMS, National Weather Service, Topeka, has issued a severe thunderstorm warning. Northern Dickinson, eastern Ottawa, southern Clay counties. Till 5:45, 4:39. Severe thunderstorm was located near a line extending from 4 miles east of Wells to near Niles, moving northeast at 50 mile an hour. Radar indication 60 mile an hour wind gust, quarter sized hail. If you're in the area, give us a call. KS1 EMS.
KS1 EMS, WB0SRP.
You go ahead.
When I went out, I could see darker clouds to the north, a little bit of lowering. I couldn't see nothing to the ground, then the rain hit. Tried to get east and north to get a better look, and the rain moved in too fast. I went to town, and I'm back at the house now. It's lightened up some, but it's raining hard, and probably some wind gust of 30 mile an hour. I haven't had any hail. WB0SRP.
Sounds good. Thanks, Doyle. KS1 EMS. National Weather Service in Topeka has issued a new severe thunderstorm warning for central Clay County till 5:45 at 4:48 p.m. Severe thunderstorm located in a line stretching from 4 miles southwest of Morganville to 3 miles northeast of Oak Hill, moving east at 25 miles an hour. Radar indications of 60 mile an hour hail and quarter-sized wind are possible with this storm. If you have anything to report, please call KS1 EMS.
Zero W.
Yeah, go ahead.
Left my workplace to try to make it into town, and I don't know what you just read, but if you have it written down in front of you, you might look at it again.
Well, it says here 60 mile an hour hail and quarter sized wind.
I just wanted to make sure that's what we're looking for.
I'm sorry, Chuck.
No problem. I'm looking for it out here if it's around this area. So I'm headed to town, got localized field flooding, localized road flooding. You got water over the roads. I didn't look at the rain gauge before I left, but rain has lit up here, so I'm going to make it to town.
For those of you interested, I just tried to upload or turn on the radar on my mobile device here. And it says the Weather Service is working on trying to diagnose or fix the issues of their servers being overloaded, and that's the reason why we're not getting radar updates at this time. So, guys, keep your heads on a swivel.
KS1EMS, K0PMK.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just be advised, I'm in Steve Inman right now, taking shelter from the storm that's going over right now. So far, nothing severe criteria to meet. And also, just to let you know, Pickle 3 has been showing the same thing, server overload, and I've not been able to get an update for about 90 minutes now.
Sounds good. Thanks for the report. If you see anything else, let us know. KS1EM.
K0PMK.
That control, KC2DW.
Go ahead.
Skywarn Net.
Yeah, Roger. Rain has definitely picked up, nothing major yet. Lightning is definitely increased here in Clay Center. Wind speed is still blowing about the same.
Sounds good. Thanks for the report. For those of you there in the Clay Center, Clay County, Dickinson County area, the Weather Service advises the storms as they're advancing are taking on more of a linear shape, lining out into a squall line type stuff. So you're going to have more of a straight line wind event coming at you now instead of tornadoes. Still damage there possible. I just got an update here. We'll see how the radar looks here. KS1, yeah.
Net control, KC2DW. Yeah, winds just hit my location. I can't give you an actual reading at the moment. And there's definitely some hail.
You got a size on the hail?
What I've seen so far, I've seen a nickel and I've seen some dime, but it's spread out.
Sounds good.
Net control, KC2DW. We've got zero visibility. Wind speed, I'd say, is over 25 miles an hour. Definitely blowing west to east.
Copy that. Russell, are you still on here listening?
Right here.
Yeah, I'm going to shut this down and go mobile. They're calling another warning on that storm here northwest of us.
All right, I'll pick it up. WX0RG, while Jay goes mobile, I'll start taking reports again. This is WX0RG serving as net control.
K0ZNZ, Russell. We got gusting winds over here in Salina, a little bit of lightning, and nothing really severe, but we got a little lightning out here a while ago, so that's all I've got to report. We're clear and listening.
All right, thanks, Bob. Please try to keep the reports to severe criteria. I appreciate it. WX0RG.
Okay, well, we'll shut this thing down. I don't want my battery run down, so we'll shut it down and see what happens. Thanks for the info.
WX0RG, this is WA0URU Mobile. I'm heading out on I-70 westward, so if there's any hot spots you can that need to be looked at, I'm en route there.
You're on 70 going from where to where?
Just leaving Junction City.
Yeah, you're probably going to hit something as you go around Salina on 70, but I doubt that it's going to be anything to be too concerned about. There's a squall line moving its way through, and there has been sporadic reported rotation and rain and hail. So just kind of be advised it's moving your direction pretty quickly.
Roger that, WA0URU, standing by.
And this is Net Control WX0RG. The National Weather Service in Wichita has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern McPherson County until 6 o'clock p.m. At 5.02 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located 6 miles southeast of McPherson, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. The hazard is 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and half-dollar size hail. This is a radar-indicated storm. Again, a National Weather Service, Wichita, a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern McPherson County. This is WX0RG. Any spotter reports, please bring them now.
Net control from EMS. Sirens have been sounded in the town of Riley.
Roger, copy. Storm sirens sounded in Riley, is that correct?
Yeah, if anybody asks if they've been activated on chat, you can tell them that they are working.
I'll do that right now. Thanks, Jay. WX0RG.
BX0RG, AG0V.
Go ahead, Fletch. I copied the traffic on the other repeater about hail in McPherson. Do you know what the size is and the winds to go with it?
Roger. Hail size is about half dollar. Wind is a straight line at 50 miles per hour. AG0V, listening in.
All right, I'll get that on to chat. Thank you, Fletch. Appreciate it. WX0RG.
You're K0PMK. This is AG0V.
Skywarn Net. Skywarn Net.
WX0RG, NR0W.
This is RG. Go ahead.
Just information. I'm out of my house in Minneapolis. And according to the rain gauge here and stuff, we got about an inch 20, just a little over an inch 20.
That's a good rainfall. Thank you very much. Appreciate the report. WX0RG.
Zero mobile.
This is KS0JG. Russell is taking a short break, so I'll be doing net control for a short while he's taking a break. This is KS0JG. Call if you have any weather reports to criteria. Thank you.
KS0JG. KS0JG. This is WA0KZF.
Go ahead, KZF.
This is Paul. We live at three and a half miles southeast of McPherson, and we had about 10 minutes worth of nickel size hail. And we have about an inch of rain. I'm not sure what the wind speed is, though. That's all. WA0KZF clear.
Thank you for your report. This is KS0JG.
WX0RG. This is AG0Z.
Skywarn Net.
VEQ from EMS, I'm on Clay 1, and I can't answer the phone right now.
Get me on Clay 2, will you?
Yeah, I'm holding on to the steering wheel. Working on getting over to Randolph. Net control from KS1 EMS, Crooked Creek Road and the Green Randolph Road. Very heavy rain, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. No hail yet.
When you have a minute, EMS, could you repeat that report? This is KS0JG.
Yeah, I sure can. It's Crooked Creek Road and Green Randolph Road, or 5 miles north of Leonardville. Very heavy rain and 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts when this started coming through.
Thanks for the report.
Yeah, additional, Gene, I haven't seen anything in the way of rotation that's pretty well squalled out here. There's a real big shelf cloud running across the front of this now.
And you were saying you were 5 miles north of which city?
Leonardville.
Okay, I got that now. Thanks for the report. This is KS0JG.
This is KE0LHK.
delinking the Mars repeater from K-Link for local emergency net.
Manhattan site. All ports are unlinked.
Net control, this is WA0URU. Just reporting 40 mile an hour wind gusts and pretty heavy rain out here by Abilene.
Skywarn Net.
Thank you for the report. You said you were over by Abilene. How close?
Just past it. I'm now eastbound on I-70. I'm heading back to Junction City.
Thank you for the report. This is KS0JG.
Next control, this is KC1MMY.
Go ahead, MMY.
In the town of Canton, we have marble-sized hail.
Thank you much for the report.
Skywarn Net.
Net control, KS20MM. Does anybody have a current radar up for Riley County tornado warning?
Skywarn.
This is KS0JG. Let me take a quick look. To me, it looks like Riley's mostly covered by a thunderstorm warning, not a tornado warning.
Yeah, thank you, Gene. I'm northeast of Riley. I'm trying to move south out of it. Kind of come up and escalated quickly.
Well, it does look like there's some nice thunderstorm activity in the boot heel of Riley, so.
Yeah, other than the torrential rain, I haven't seen much in the way of severe criteria yet.
Well, I think they're having a little bit more activity further north of Riley, but nothing reported right now. So this is KS0JG, Gene.
Net control, WA0URU mobile.
This is KS0JG. Go ahead, URU.
Yeah, reporting some very heavy rain and some fairly strong winds. Looks like it's blowing at about 40 miles an hour. I'm just south of Junction City on US 77 Highway. Very heavy rain and winds have picked up a lot.
Thank you for your report. You say you thought it was about 40 mile an hour winds?
I'll say it's a gust of 40. Probably about 30 miles an hour sustained.
Okay, I've got that. South of Junction City, thank you very much.
Net control, KC0, IWS.
Go ahead, this is Net Control, KS0JG.
Yeah, I just was looking at radar for EMS as well. Looking like wind speed. It's showing about 55 miles an hour or so, starting to pick up there just southeast of Riley. Looks like so far only rotation possibility is going to be up by Blue Rapids right now, but if you're southeast of Riley, then that's going to be where his strongest winds are if he's moving south.
EMS, did you read that? This is KS0JG.
Net control, KC0IWS. Yeah, he may not have heard me. He was getting scratchy, so he may have been moving away from the repeater. When he comes back, you might just let him know that. That's what it's showing. Looks like it's traveling in east with a slight bit of a southeast turn to it, at least what's down there southeast of Riley. At least that's what radar scope's showing. So I'll be listening. I'm bound K9 out of Concordia, headed for Beloit. Looks like severe weather has moved out of this area, so I'll just be monitoring.
Thank you very much. Hopefully it'll stay calm. This is KS0JG.
Yeah, I went ahead and scared this off. This is just going to be rain now.
Thanks for the update. This is KS0JG. This is KS0JG. I'm net control for the Skywarn Net right now. If you have any reports to criteria, just let me know.
next.
Sky One.
Sorry about that. Net Control, KS1 EMS, I made it back to my house.
This is KS0JG, thanks for the update.
Skywarn Net.
This is Net Control, WX0RG. A tornado warning is in effect until 6:15 for north central Pottawatomie and eastern Marshall counties. At 5:59 p.m., a severe squall line capable of producing both tornadoes and extensive straight-lined wind damage was located near Frankfort, moving east at 45 miles an hour. This is radar-indicated rotation. Locations impacted include Marysville, Frankfort, Axtell, Beatty, Vermilion, and Lillis. Again, this is a tornado warning from the National Weather Service office in Topeka for north-central Pottawatomie and eastern Marshall counties. This is Net Control, WX0RG. This is WX0RG. The threat of severe weather has dropped significantly. We're going to stand down this weather net. If anything cycles back up, we'll be back in here. But for the time being, K-Link goes back to normal operations. WX0RG. Thanks, everybody.
Manhattan Site 255 is linked to K-Link.
WV0S repeater. Topeka.